the heat wave that forced us to as a government to close the school has been one of the heat waves that we have never experienced in South Sudan, at least in the recent history that we are aware of. It was in the higher 40s, and then in some regions for about maybe 30 minutes to 1 hour. It was in early 50s, like 51, 52 in some region of the country. So it was extreme heat, and also coupled with extreme humidity. And when you combine extreme heat and extreme humidity, we have got results of heat exhaustion and like a heat stroke, especially in a vulnerable population, like children under 5, elderly, pregnant women, and people with underlying health conditions. So it was extreme heat.
In all, Minister, how many students do you think were impacted by the decision to stay at home?
Right now, I don't have data off of my fingertips. I have to consult with my technical team. But the shutdown of the school was for the whole country, like the private schools, the public school, the faith-based school, every single school, especially primary and secondary school, like they were all shut down. And when we gave advice for higher education, which is mainly adults, to make sure they abstain from the physical activities during heat hours. They had their physical activity early in the morning and late in the evening. So it was the whole countrywide decision.
Does this impact the curriculum of the school year? In other words, does it extend the school year?
It might not, because we might have some ways of trying to actually catch up. If we can make it up by giving double work or maybe extend it. At this moment, I cannot speak on that because it is in the docket of the Ministry of Education. But the lives of our students and the life and protecting South Sudanese population is my number one priority in regard to health. So like that what led us to make sure that we had got that 1 or 2 weeks shutdown of schools.
Minister, it's a pleasure to speak with you on Daybreak Africa. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, James. Thanks.